Good morning. Well, it's morning here in Franklin, Mass. This is Steve Sherlock for Steve's Two Cents. Hopefully this will find you in a good spot, whether morning, afternoon, evening, nighttime, sometime of day. Not sure when you will listen to this and get caught up. I missed the last week. And then missed this weekend, so now that I'm working from home on Monday, catching up to this, just did my morning walk. It was a busy weekend. Number one daughter graduated with her master's from Assumption College. It was like 40 years ago that I walked that commencement, also from Assumption College with my bachelor's. Felt a little old, reminiscing, thinking about the times going by, thinking about the value of a college education these days, how best to get it. I know there's some folks that are advocating, you know, getting a YouTube MBA or an online MBA, just reading great books, as opposed to spending tens of thousands of dollars in a four-year institution, or even a five. Daughter number two went to a five-year place because she did three internships along the way. They were paid internships. And then she ended up starting at one of them full-time a couple of days after she graduated. So that route certainly worked for her. May not be for everybody. Depends on what you want to do. Totally depends. Need to find your way. Figure out what you want to do. How are you going to do it? But a lot of the folks that get the master's who do it in the part-time route, like I did my part-time master's in a part-time route. It took me about 5 years. Technically from the time. Although realistically it took me probably a little bit longer than that because I went to get an MBA in finance and I hadn't taken all that many business courses in college, and some of the credits were going to be aging out. By the time I started, I needed to get some other prerequisites done. So my story, my path took a little longer because I also did it part-time, using the company reimbursement to pay for what I needed to get done. Number one daughter did similar. She used a reimbursement schedule, spread it out over a few years. She was remarking she got her master's in longer time than the graduates, most of the graduates at least, who were getting their BAs. So there's some value to either way. Depends on what you're going to make of it. How are you going to turn that to your advantage? Maybe it's the experiential piece that'll make the difference for you. Maybe it's having this particular course with this particular professor will make the difference. And if you don't know, that's something you'll have to figure out. And then it was Mother's Day weekend. We had Dolores' parents. Did a lot of driving, very little walking. So my step count for Sunday did not happen. But it was still a good cause. Good family time. And now we're here on Monday. We'll get my step count in today. Be active. Do lots of good work. Be productive and get on with things. So I hope this finds you well, wherever you are. Get your goals and objectives lined up. This is May. 1 week is already gone. So that means we're approaching the half year. Half the year is almost gone. So what are you doing? Are you making progress? It's been so wet here in the Northeast, in Franklin in particular. We didn't see a whole lot of sun last week. There's a lot of dampness, a lot of drizzle. So I suspect once the sun's coming out, all the buds are just going to pop on us. All the trees are just going to explode. Full leaves, color. And if you're ready to do that with your preparation, your study, explode when the opportunity is there, that's also good. So that's all for today. Until next time, take care, be well. This is Steve Sherlock for Steve's Two Cents here in Franklin, Mass. Take care.